This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. You dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. And we are delighted you're here. We broadcast 2 hours a day, Monday through Friday. Live, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for your call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And you may want to write that number down for today because of the topic. I think it might be quite interesting, and you might have some stories of your own that you'd like to share. I'll tell you what that is in a minute, 866-582-9933. And if you'd like to listen, you can listen on your phone. 605-477-3249. 605-477-3249. There's a link to your instructors on the website, but there are fewer of them since I have been deleting instructors who have strayed from the fold. Fewer instructors. I'm done.
Guys, the president of Turkey has arrived.
Dr. Shealy, we have yet begun. Let me tell you, and I'll share that with you in just a second. John is engineering in our broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. And Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, normshealy.com. Welcome, Dr. Shealy.
Hey, always great to be with you, Vince. By the way, Lou called a couple of nights ago and said you had a surprise for me.
Oh, boy. Well, here's what it is. I'll have to explain it, but just give me a second here and I'll get you through it. Okay, so first I'd like to share with our class that I've taken a stand about radio. And, I was spending family resources, hard-earned resources. You know, nobody here won the lottery. So we've worked hard all our lives, avoided vacations and so forth. And I've been spending our family money, you know, with approval of the family on AM, FM, satellite, you know, that kind of thing. And I decided, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore. So I sent out a notice to radio stations and, you know, and our affiliates. And I said, no longer. We're not doing it anymore. Thanks so much. Appreciate it. If you've got any other ideas, I'm all ears. And I'm getting responses like, oh, you don't have to pay. we're going to keep you right where you are, and I'm delighted. I'm absolutely delighted that our affiliates are going to keep us right where we are. And some of our affiliates have us in their very best time slots of the day. For example, drive time afternoon. I mean, there's not much better than drive time in the afternoon. And so we are there on many radio stations. So I've put everybody on notice that, you know, they're certainly welcome to carry us, but we're not paying for it. And as a result of me deleting some of the instructors who kind of strayed from the fold, I got a call from another radio station saying, since I've deleted that instructor, would it be okay if they carried our broadcast? And I said, and so, Dr. Shealy, you and I are now, right today, we are on KYAH AM 540 Delta, Utah, as a result of my deleting instructors. And even this morning before the broadcast, I just, were there any that I missed? Oh, yeah. So they're gone, too. Now, So the more, well, here's what I've learned. And the broadcast today, if it's okay with you, I'd like it to center on human nature. And I'll define what that is in just a minute. But the bottom line, Dr. Shuley, as a result of traveling the country and doing 5 years worth of meetups, plus the rest of my life, I've learned a little bit about human nature. And I've combined that with two television series that I thought were excellent. One, of course, is Columbo, and that's the character that most people may recognize that I appear to be in many circumstances, in person as well as, you know, on the radio. I'm always confused. And the other one is a series you can watch on Netflix. And while I was recovering from my intestinal problems and resulting surgery, I started watching this series called Lie to Me. Lie to Me. And it's about this guy. His character's name is Cal Lightman, and he can tell when people are lying. And when he detects someone's lying, he doesn't just say to himself, "That guy just lied to me." He, like, jumps the guy and says, "You lied to me." And when someone lies to me now, that's, you know, when they deliberately lie to me, I'm not talking about making a mistake, but when they deliberately lie to me and try to cheat me and try to take advantage of me through deception, and when I detect that, there is no second chance, Dr. Shuley. No longer is there a second chance in my world. So I cut that person off. And I mentioned to my son that I am now a combination of the character of Columbo, Lieutenant Columbo, and Cal Lightman. And I mentioned that to my son, and he said, no, Dad, you're just getting back to the way you used to be.
Where have you been?
Yeah. So for today, Dr. Shuley, if it's okay with you, I'd like to share with the audience that you and I don't, the time that we get together and talk about what we're going to talk about in the broadcast is live. There is no call before the broadcast saying, "Hey, what would you like to talk about?" There's no show notes other than what I may write down or what you may have as show notes. But we don't compare notes, we don't compare thoughts, and we just meet right here live on the air. And whatever's going to happen, happens live with no rehearsal, no back communications, no secret communication, nothing. It's live, above board, on the air. Everybody can hear it right then and there.
We wing it.
Here, yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. So today, if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk about human nature. I believe it's disintegrating and devolving. Not evolving, devolving.
I totally went, of course.
Okay. And during my lifetime, I've seen this, and I have about 15 or 20 stories that I'd like to share about me and people close to me, with you, and the relationship to this human nature devolving. And then toward the end of this 2-hour broadcast, I'd like to share a story that I believe you don't know anything about that involves you, and it involves me. And it's what people who we know and people who we thought were our friends, it's what they've done to us. And it's despicable. And I'd like to share that with you. And it's something that the reason I want to do this is because there are so many people out there that think they're in the trenches with people who they can trust. And I'm here to tell you that I know for absolute certain that there are people that we thought were friends who really are not. They're fair-weather friends. You know, if you're willing to give them free dinners and if you're willing to give them free tickets and you're willing to have them over to your house for the free food and the, you know, whatever it is, well, they're willing to go out of their way to show up. But if you need them, you know, or if you think that you can call on them, or if you think you can depend on them to stand up for you, it's unlikely. And that's what these stories are about. Is that okay with you if we proceed down this road, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, of course. You know, I like to talk about almost everything. So. And obviously, okay. You're talking about one of the most important.
Okay. So we have not rehearsed this, so here we go. As many know, I'm almost 64 years old. I was born in the early 50s. And I know for a fact, because I've seen it, that if a person had a flat tire in the 1950s, that person would pull over to the side of the road, raise the trunk, get the spare tire out, jack up the car, and then proceed to change the tire. But during that process, during the early stages of that process, almost with certainty, someone would pull up behind, get out of his car, and say, "You need a hand? Is there, you need a lift to the service station?" Because not everybody's spare tire was full of air. Because those were the days of the tire tubes and you know, rubber products weren't quite as good as they are right now. So the person pulling up behind would typically say, "Do you need a hand?" And if you say, "Well, geez, maybe if you could give me a lift down to the service station, that'd be wonderful." So if the spare tire wasn't inflated properly, or there was no spare tire or wheel, and you take that tire off your car and you put it in the other guy's trunk, and he'd drive it to the service station and wait while the service station attendant would repair that tire tube, inflate the tire, and then the person would take you back to your car, make sure that we're going to be okay and get it on the car, and if you wanted to pay him, they would never accept payment for their services. That's kind of the way it was in the 1950s. Dr. Shirley, does that jive with your memory?
Well, it jives with my memory in the 40s.
right. Yeah. I can't remember the 40s because I wasn't here, but the 50s and maybe even to the 60s, I remember that.
And, yeah, and you're right. The 60s is when the world started to go to pot.
And if you extrapolate... Yes, more than one way. And if you extrapolate that a little further, the batteries that we have in our automobiles and light trucks today are, they last a lot longer than they did back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, even the 60s. And if you got 18 months life expectancy out of an automobile battery, that was pretty good. And because of that, there are plenty of cars that wouldn't start. They may start on the way out there, but on the way back, you couldn't get them started. We'll talk about that and what happened with people and human nature. Dr. Shealy, normshealy.com. Norm Shealy is a medical doctor, author of way over 30 books. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, medical doctor, and we're talking about the evolving of human nature, the disintegration of the good traits. And we're talking about car batteries and light truck batteries back in the 1950s and 1960s and even earlier, and they didn't last very long, maybe 18 months if you're fortunate. Well, because of that, you could get in your vehicle and go to start it, and it may not start. And it could be on the way home from work. It could be anywhere, even on the way to work. Well, what would happen is you'd raise the hood, and you'd look under the hood, and car pulling behind you, and someone would get out and say, "You guys, are you okay? You have a problem? Can I help?" And the response might be, "Well, I've got a dead battery." It's like everybody's had dead batteries. It was really common. So the person behind would say, "Well, can I give you a push?" And a push meant bumper to bumper. You know, their bumper would line up with your bumper, and they'd give you kind of a push, and you get a running start, and put it maybe in, put your vehicle in second gear, pop the clutch, and it would start. Remember those days, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, yeah. They remind me of a number of funny things.
Yeah. Well, that's what would happen. And if it wasn't like that, it might be one guy, you know, the owner of the vehicle would be behind the wheel, and another guy would be pushing from the back, and another guy would say, "Wow, those guys need some help." And pretty soon you'd have three guys pushing your vehicle to try to get it up to maybe 5 miles an hour so you could pop the clutch. So no matter what, or there'd be a tow rope, somebody would have a tow rope, and they'd pull your car either out of the way or where you can fix it if it was a big problem, or they'd pull it so you could jump start it, or they'd somehow there'd be a bunch of people that would help you solve this problem. And nobody would say, tell you what, looks like you're really stranded. $10 will get you out of this jam. You know, give me $10 and, you know, I'll help you. That never happened. But that's not the way it is today. Now, do you remember it like that, Dr. Shuley, as
I described it? Absolutely. It began to dissolve in the 60s.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, let's contrast that with the 1990s. So, Mrs. Finelli's family, her parents, were visiting us at the farm. They were from out of state. And they had a station wagon, and the license plate was, you know, in the center of the tailgate. So it was kind of high. It was above the bumper. And they had a flat tire near us in Virginia on this two-lane highway. So one lane going, one lane coming. And they were both white-haired. And they were looking at the flat tire, getting ready to fix it. And a UPS truck, United Parcel Service truck, pulled up behind them and changed the tire for them. And, you know, of course, Mrs. Finelli and I were worried about, you know, her parents, like, where are they? They're late. What happened? You know, we were just about ready to go looking for them. We knew where they were headed. So we were on our, you know, getting ready to leave, and they showed up. And we said, you guys okay? And they said, yeah, we had a flat tire. And this really nice guy from UPS changed a tire for us. And I said, I knew most, because we had a computer business, we'd get a delivery at least every day. And I knew most of the drivers. And I said, can you describe that driver? And they described the driver. And I said, oh, I know who he is. So I'll call him tonight, and I just want to say thank you. So when I thought he'd be home after the day's work, I called him up and I said, I just want to thank you. I believe it was you who helped my my mother-in-law and father-in-law with a flat tire. He said, oh, yeah, glad to do it. I said, I'd like to call your boss and let him know how kind that was. He goes, no, don't call my boss. Don't call my boss. If you do, they'll fire me. Dr. Shuley, so what has happened is, you know, the police, remember when the police, if you locked your keys in your car in your 1950s, and that's happened to, my mom had done that, locked the keys in the car, and the police would unlock the car. You could go over and say, you know, you could be standing outside looking in your side window, and the patrol car would come by, and they'd say, ma'am, do you need any help? Yeah, I locked my keys in the car. Okay, well, we can do that. We can fix that. And they used to help you unlock your car to get your keys. And, of course, they didn't want any money. And they believed it was your car. They didn't say license and registration, hands up. They'd help you. Let's talk more about that when we get back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shuley's with us, medical doctor, and we're talking about the human nature devolving to what we've got today. We're comparing it to when I was growing up from the 1950s on, and as I mentioned during the previous segment, Dr. Shuley, the police would help you if you had locked your keys in the car, or even if you had a flat tire, they'd pull over and, you know, they would help the lady change her tire, and even if the guy didn't know how to do it, they'd help. That's the way it was. They were there to protect and serve. And that has gone away. And today, the police won't help you open your car, at least as far as I can tell. And if you have a flat tire, they might use their radio and have a service truck come to your assistance. And then they leave. You know, what's up? Got a flat tire. Okay, I'll see if I can get you some help. Unless you get your help on your own if you have a cell phone. Do you see that, Dr. Shuley, or I'm off base, I think?
Maybe in an old television show.
Yeah. Do you have any more comments on that, Dr. Shuley? Well, I don't want this to be 90% me.
I think the problem began to some extent in the whole of the 60s. And that's when the government markedly increased its interference with everything in the world. Medicare came in 1965. Medical expenses were 4% in 1965. By 1970, they were 12%, and we weren't as healthy as we were 5 years earlier. And when the government did that, it began to expand into everything. And the so-called welfare markedly increased. So to me, partly, it started at the top, so to speak, and it spread down through the country and the world.
Total agreement from me, Dr. Shuley. In the 1960s, when I was in elementary school, 1950s and 1960s, I remember after school, you know, you'd play at a friend's house. So boys would hang out with boys, and girls would hang out with girls, and sometimes they'd play together. You know, if there was a little baseball game, a pickup game of baseball at somebody's house, and you'd play there until dark, and your parents expected you to get out there and get sunshine, you know, vitamin D, and they'd say that, you know, get some vitamin D, get some sunshine, and they would expect you to exercise and not watch television or not just be a couch potato or not just vegetate. They really expected you to grow and mature and play. And I remember that if you were walking to a friend's house in the 1960s, early 1960s, and you're walking to that friend's house and one of the neighbors saw you, you know, as they were traveling down the road, they might say, hey, Vinny, do you need a ride? Are you going somewhere? Do you need a ride home? And they would just stop and make sure you were okay. And these could be family friends from a quarter mile down the road. I'm talking about if you live in a development, it could be many, many, many houses down the road. And back then, you knew the people next to you, on the left, on the right, behind you, you know, all three properties behind you. You knew 15 to 20 of your neighbors, and you would see them, and they could recognize you at a distance. You knew their names, they knew your name. It was kind of nice. But that was then. Now I'm thinking, we hardly know the neighbors, you know, diagonally across from us, right, Dr. Shuley?
You've got it.
Okay. Any comments on that story?
Well, I think it's two things, actually, even though I blame the government to a large extent. Let's face it. It was also in the 60s when television began to take over the minds of people. You know, television didn't come in until the early 50s, most places. And by the 60s, television began to be the great dumbing down tool of the establishment. And I think that overall, conservatively, 90% of everything on television is beyond belief, bad, bad, bad. You know, it just is dangerous to your life.
Well, if you look at these actors and actresses, I mean, they are branded tattooed, disfigured, whatever size breast an actress might have, it's not enough.
Exactly.
It needs augmentation. Whatever their lips look like, it's not enough. It needs to be augmented. Whatever the nose looks like, it needs to be fixed, at least in somebody's opinion.
Exactly.
So we are disfiguring ourselves, and then we read about this on the internet, and we read about this in these magazines that are sold as impulse items at the checkout of supermarkets, and we think, this is normal. You know, boy, if I could just have a triple oversized butt like that person, I'd be in great shape, right? And
right.
We're starting to believe this nonsense. And then if you really want to know how bad it is, you look at before and after. You know, like you look at an actress before all this stuff happened to her. I mean, before she did it to herself and paid for it. And you look at her 30 years later and you go, wow, how much that person has aged and how much damage that augmentation has done.
Well, let's face it. Again, 90% of fake plastic surgery is dangerous to your life. And I would guess more than well above half of all plastic surgery is ego fake nonsense. The idea of operating on your body for ego effects is, just part of craziness.
I just can't imagine it, saying to, your plastic surgeon, you see this little bump on my nose here? That's really
don't
ugly.
Don't touch me.
You're right. Okay, so let's move on to the next little story. And we'll call this the Elementary School Science Fair. And I remember competing in the science fairs of grades 6, 7, and 8. And it was a big deal, Dr. Shuley, back in the 1960s. So the idea was that you would use the knowledge that you've learned in science classes and all your classes to the best of your ability, combine the knowledge that you've learned up till that point in school and outside of school, nurture and nature, and then apply creativity to develop a science fair project that would be competitive and actually beat all the others in this contest. And the interesting thing was, it was supposed to be the work of the students. Now, the parents could make suggestions, but it had to be the students' work. And it was really neat. You know, the parents would be proud of their children, and the teachers would be proud of the achievements. But today, it seems more like there's way more help in these science fair projects than what the students are capable of doing themselves. And I think that's wrong. I think it's wrong to have your parents build your science fair project so that you can get this undeserved medal.
Well, it destroys creativity. If you don't create it, you lost
it. Right. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts?
Hello?
All right, so do you have any other thoughts on how we have devolved from...
Well, again, I think that it's part of the lack of personal responsibility. The bottom line of everything you're talking about is a lack of personal responsibility. And that's the number one issue in health and longevity and increased income for life. In other words, the basic is conscientiousness. And as a country, we ain't got none.
Yeah. Right. And what we're trying to do, Dr. Shuley, here is ring the alarm and let people know that we need it. We absolutely need to pay attention to what we're doing, be deliberate about it, plan it, and we are responsible for the outcome. We are responsible for our lives. There's no one more interested in our lives than we are.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the parents, of course, want to encourage and help their children develop and become successful. But unless they're challenged and able to take care of themselves and learn when it's important to be personally responsible, well, they're going to be lost souls.
There was a series on this television show, Lie to Me, and it brings up the next, part of what we're discussing. And this one high school girl was taking the test to apply to college, and she wasn't doing all that well. So without her knowledge, without the student's knowledge, the parent, mother, hired a teacher who was, you know, a young-looking teacher to sit in and fraudulently take the exam for the student without the student's knowledge.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Now that, to me, should be caning in public square.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, imagine that that student becoming a surgeon, right?
Right.
Imagine that, or in charge of maybe the button to launch the rocket, or in charge of the, I don't know, some decision-making capacity to be involved in launching a war. I mean, there are so many cheaters going on. Yeah, well, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about this and bring it up all the way up to the Cub Scouts, where they have the Pinewood Derby. Let's talk about the cheating that's involved there. I've got a lot more stories. Norm Shealy and I will be right back.
My name is Lee, and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
theater,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Norman Shealy. We've been broadcasting almost 5 years together, and we're taking this opportunity to talk about how human nature is spiraling down. And we're telling stories about real-life occurrences, things that have happened to me that I think are prime examples of this spiraling down. And we can fix it if we recognize it. So here's another one of those stories, Dr. Shealy. Back in the 1990s, one of our boys was in Cub Scouts, and they have this thing called the Pinewood Derby. And the idea is that the scout buys this kit, and in this box you get a block of wood made of pine, clear pine, no knots in it. You get 4 plastic wheels and 4 nails. And the finished car must use all of those pieces. And when you're done with it, the finished car must not exceed 5 ounces. And there are certain widths and lengths, but the idea is you're supposed to take these 4 nails, which become the axles, the 4 wheels, which are plastic wheels, and this block of wood, and you're supposed to make a pinewood car that races downhill against others that are made by other Cub Scouts with the assistance of maybe an adult. The idea is the fastest car wins. It's as simple as that. Now, beauty's really nice. You know, if you have a nice-looking one, that's, an added plus. But the idea is the fastest car wins. Well, I was working with our son, and I explained before we started. I said, here are some things that affect the performance of this vehicle. One is aerodynamics, and I explained to him what aerodynamics was. So I said, if we were to make a car that looked like a billboard, it would go very slowly. If the car were to be made to be sleek and aerodynamic, you know, like the shape of a pencil, it would probably run a little faster. And then there's friction on the wheels, so there's all kinds of lubricants. There's graphite lubricants. There's conventional oil. And so I talked to him about it, and I said, so it's all your choice. So we experimented with this Pinewood car, and we took an 8-foot laminated like a Formica table, and we tested it together to see how different changes affected the performance. So it was a real learning experience, but shaping the car, and then we experimented with more weight and less weight, up to 5 ounces, putting the weight in the front, the middle, the back, and all kinds of things. And it was the son doing the work and the father or the adult supervising and just making sure that, you know, the glue went to the right places and that kind of thing. So our son and I went to the, you know, the competition, and he had a very plain looking car. It was painted green. It was semi-aerodynamic. It didn't look like that block of wood that came in the box. It was whittled down, and our son did the sawing, the sanding, and all the things that were necessary to be done, supervised, of course. And he painted it. And what we saw at the competition was works of art. We saw spiral-shaped cars. We saw cars that you needed to have a lathe and a milling machine and all kinds of things that no one that age would be allowed to touch. What I'm saying is there's plenty of cheating going on. And did the official say, son, did you build this car yourself? No, didn't happen. So, even at that level, scouts are learn about cheating and how you have to lie your way to the top. Dr. Sheehan, any
well, look
quick
at
comments?
What happened with the biggest liar in our political history.
Right. Right. When we come back, it's going to get worse, Dr. Sheehan, when I tell some more of these stories. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.